everybody, what's going on? This is your boy Pablo, a.k.a. Gnome Trooper Grandson, a.k.a. The Greatest Wonder, a.k.a. Pod Boss, a.k.a. Pod's Gift, man of a thousand names, Mr. More HK.
Fuck that up. Did it. Five times. Fucked it up during the last one.
Mr. More, a.k.a.'s in HBCU. Pinkies up. You already know what it is. Another episode of the Toxicology Report. And as always, my man, my mellow. If he's not here, I'm not here, because that's just how we roll. Sir, introduce yourself.
I quit this bitch.
There you go.
Your boy best friend. I ain't got no fucking boss here, so they can't tell me what to do or what to say. So I do what the fuck I want. AKA the colonizer.
Yeah.
AKA the great white hype.
Uh-huh.
AKA white meat. It's what's for dinner.
I ain't gonna co-sign that one.
Yep. That's what I got.
That's what you got. Alright. And as you can see, we have a guest.
Yes, it is I. The most hated hater, the most animated debater, the petty instigator. Your man's not their man's. King Sting up.
Can you pull the mic now? They can't see your face.
So you still doing your thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just not as frequently.
Okay. So again, it's one of those things where it's been almost 2 years or whatever last time I seen you, right?
Yeah.
Now we think about it. Like now I think about it, I'm like, damn.
Is it?
Yeah, it's been
the award show.
For the award show.
Yeah.
I actually skipped the award show.
Yeah.
I don't blame you.
He didn't go either, so.
I mean, you guys did your thing, though, right?
We came in second.
They don't like white people.
Yeah, we lost when we walked in the door.
Because
yeah.
I was there.
I don't like him either.
Yeah, I don't like him either. I'm only here for the three viewers.
The three. Yeah. We might get four now after this one.
That's right.
Yeah, so. How you been, man?
I've been rolling with the punches, man.
Yeah?
It took a little while off, man, because it's just been. Just been life and life, man.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to be funny when you ain't nothing funny.
Tell me about it.
2024, man, is different than 1994. When you talk about life and, yeah. Right? Like, back in 94, 98, 2004, you're like, man, life is fun. Let's go do it. Now, 2024, you're like, man.
Because
like,
you're older, you got more responsibilities now. Like, 94.
Not even just that, though?
No, no, no. 94, we was 14, right? Yeah. No kids. No, we were 14. Yeah, you weren't 14. Yeah, we had no kids, no nothing, right? That next year, we was parents. You see what I'm saying? Like, so.
But even now, though, it's not even just the kids. It's like, man, stress, inflation.
Right, but the weight,
gas prices,
the weight
grocery
started
prices,
with the kid. You know, first kid came, and then we just kept going after that.
Kids, right. Instead of calling kids like kids, we're not going to call them children because kids are baby goats. Let's just call them what they really are, bills.
Bills. Little like, broke friends.
Kids are goats, so uh-huh. Let's not call them goats. Okay. They're just bills. If they're not going to call them children, oh. Call them bills.
Well, I have one baby goat, okay, unlike somebody I know, you know.
I got six.
So I got five overdue bills.
Okay? There you go.
overdue bills.
So we know.
So the weight just started there and just kept pulling us down gradually. To where we are now.
You mean your hairline?
My hairline been gone.
You know, and the funny thing is, I was talking to somebody yesterday, and we were talking about, like, our parents and our grandparents. And, like, I can tell you, like, my parents, they don't suffer from fucking stress, anxiety, shit like that. Our generation, our age group, like, we're stressed out, we're on meds for this, anxiety, we're on to this, we're on to that. We're like, there's a million things going on with us. Like, our parents will probably outlive us because of life, and the stressing, like, it's fucking crazy.
They caused it.
Yeah, they caused it, but they're sitting back, like, no worry in the world. Like, they're not on any meds for that shit. Mm-hmm. Everybody our age is like, man, I'm on ED, I'm on anxiety, I'm on, like,
you know what that is?
That Tylenol and Midol.
Right.
Yeah, because also, back then.
And Budweiser.
Yeah, back then, it wasn't that I need to find out what everybody else is doing. Like, dopamine levels was crazy. So now we're dopamine deprived, so that's where the anxiety comes from.
Right.
So we need that feeling of, oh, I feel good. Like, I watch them. Oh, they're in Punta Cana. I'm not in Punta Cana. So now, what I got to do to go to Punta Cana? Work 80 hours a week instead of 40, which brings you down. You know what I mean? Then when you need the money to get to Punta Cana, first 2 days you're there, you sleep. You see what I'm saying? Like, or if it's not, like, popping, like, the people, like, looking like, oh, it's just two people there, and then people talking about you. Oh, you spend the money on Punta Cana, but your kids over here ain't got no shoes. See what I'm saying? Like, all that. Like,
sometimes you gotta say, fuck them kids.
Yeah.
That's still hateful, though. I mean, there's some type of kid somewhere.
Oh yeah, of course there is.
Grown ass.
There's some type of kids out there that got money that think you should still be taking care of them.
Yeah. Got their own job, their own house, all that.
I mean, all right. So most of the people that I know, my age bracket that I know, not gonna say everybody, just the people that I know, like, they have pretty stable foundations. Mm-hmm. So like, they're in their early 20s, they already know about buying a house instead of renting a house.
Yeah.
Probably already have a car because they got a car when as soon as they can get a license. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
I know a kid right now, my son's age, like this kid had a car, like they had that shit sitting in the driveway for like weeks leading up to that test.
We got this waiting for you.
Waiting for him. They're like, look, that's going to be yours. Like, we got it for you. Like, and I'm like, man, like my kid is driving around in a beater right now. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm paying for that gas bill.
I thought you were talking about a beater.
No, this kid had a nice car. Like, I'm like, man, I ain't even got a nice car like that. Like, come on. And this kid just turned 16, ain't never drove nothing day in his life.
He's gonna have the time of his life. He's gonna make him a grandparent, though.
Yep, exactly.
So,
hey, before you start, people don't know, like, this man right here gave us a shot.
An entire weekend.
In a weekend, and a shot. When ain't nobody put us on, nobody gave us a shot, nobody wanted to talk to us, we weren't shit, right? And he said,
hey, God damn, give us something, bro.
That was the shit.
Time out. So
who was inviting us to a studio? Who was inviting, hey, come on,
yeah, people, okay. We won't lose some
There's
people.
A lot of haters.
Yeah, we better lose some people here. They don't want us in their shows. Like, a lot of people don't, to be completely honest, because the dynamic me and him have is very different from everybody else that's actually doing this.
It's good.
Yeah. So a lot of people are, you know, fabricated friends, fabricated, you know, co-hosts. Me and him literally been doing what we're doing now since the day we met each other. So it's not hard for us to get into our back. Like, we can literally get on a show and don't care about the host. We'll literally have a conversation with each other. And that scares people because then people start looking at us more. And the host less.
We did a podcast with somebody that ran an entire media award show, right? And we were so good on our end, they lost the video, they lost the footage, they didn't even put our shit up. Because they were intimidated, they were scared. Like, I ain't shit. I grew up fucking white trash is what they call me. Like, nobody gave me shit growing up, right? Like, I'm not trying to take nobody's job. I don't even like podcasting.
He doesn't.
But I respect and appreciate what you did for me that day.
Yeah.
Not even just him or what you did for that whole weekend. Just having some fucking white trash white boy on your show come up there and, you know, treat me like you knew me, like we're family. I appreciate that, man.
You're right.
I ain't never get a chance to tell you.
I appreciate that.
He did say that when we left. He did. So this is old me hearing, but he's been saying this. So he's just waiting for the time to see.
I appreciate
because he's grown, so he doesn't like reach out
to me. I usually don't like Hallmark moments. Oh, my God.
But yeah. So,
I just wanted the people to know because they're just like, oh, they got another, you know, person on there, another guest, another whatever. Like, we were his guests.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? We were.
And you want us on the show, and you're not scared of what or may happen. How has?
I mean, I'm gonna be honest. The reason why I had you, like, I wanted the hoes. I wanted everybody.
I wanted everybody to do it. You know, people had jobs because, you know, this is not everybody's number one. So,
yeah, like, I mean. You guys,
if we could have, it would have been like Rockefeller. It would have been like that Rockefeller takeover. That
You know how they were talking about Kanye West?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, as soon as you heard about him, like, heard his beats.
Yeah.
So, all right. People just say, all right, now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And awards coming. Grammys coming. So it's like, all right, like, we knew each other from, like, college. So
yeah.
Like, listen. Funny as shit. Like you know how, like, most people say, I got a little podcast. I'm just like, okay, dude. I'm about to press play and hear someone like, I went to the mall the other day and I picked out what I like the girls' sweater weather. Nah, man, like, I laughed the whole time. So it was like, yo, and compared to the Treehouse, it's like, oh my God, like, if we on air, this is about to be the funniest fucking weekend. And so, like, that weekend still lives rent free in my mind. So
The pictures actually popped up in my memories, like, not too long ago.
Yeah.
So, super dope. Appreciate y'all for that. Now,
all right, let's get the business.
Yep. So, but get your black card revoked. So, trust the last guest that did this, She didn't do too well.
She was half white. She was half white. She was half.
Yeah.
What she was wearing?
Huh?
Was she wearing like white Air Forces or black Air Forces?
She had heels on. She had heels on. Yeah. But yeah, she didn't do too well.
She got clueless.
She said she was half white, half Jewish, and half black. Yeah. She got all kinds of stuff.
She got a little Indian in it.
She probably was cute though. Like that, I don't know what she looked like. Yeah. That sounds like a mix, mm-hmm. like a nice little mixed blend.
Yeah,
she probably don't got no butt though.
No, she.
Oh, she probably still here. I think she got. Yeah,
she got something. she dragging.
She dragging.
Yeah, she dragging. So, so this is lyrically correct.
Okay. These are just for you.
Yeah, just for you. So
I can't help you.
He can't. He was judging people that got them wrong.
I judge you though.
So. All right. Okay. So we give you three cards.
No right? Google. No Google. No, this is all you.
We're gonna ask you a question. Some are multiple choice. Some are just a flat out answer.
Okay.
But if you get multiple choice, God bless you, because some of these are, I don't know what the fuck. All right. Nope. All right. How did DMX know she was a thug?
Because when he started talking to her, like, "Hey, yo, bitch," she was like, "What do you want?"
No, not at all.
That's what I got.
So these are going to be literally the lyrics of a song.
Hold on.
So he'll say it in the song.
I knew when I met her, she had a scarf on. Yeah, she had a scarf on.
There you go. Good.
She had a scarf on.
See, you got one.
See, like that.
So you and the other person tied right now. Right, so
cool. I thought it was just like me being funny. You got to have the right answer?
Yep.
All right, I'm going to do both then.
All right. If you really want to party with Busta Rhymes, what must he see?
Definitely not his chain, because he wears like the biggest fucking chains in the game.
It's a lyric. It's literally a lyric.
Really want to party with me? In God We Trust. No. It's a murder best one. I know this one. If you really want to party with me, put all your hands where my eyes can see. Straight butt wildin' place to be.
You missed the whole front part.
So what? I don't care. I know what it is. Your hands where your eyes can see. Right. That's what he needs to see. What you got for him.
What you got for me.
I said that though.
No, you did. You skipped that too.
Nah, you said it when you verbally, you didn't verbally say it, but you worded it. You mouthed it. I watched you. You're like.
Yeah, see? Uh-oh.
So that's like.
No.
Yeah, I didn't get it halfway. I saw it. I saw it.
You ain't see shit. Okay.
I ain't have my glasses on, but I see.
Did that one person get two?
They got one.
They got one.
So if you get
all right, cool. One more, I'm not winning. All right, cool.
Now, this is multiple choice.
Damn.
You lucky.
I was getting
it. Oh, you should know this, but you might not know this. Not only was Lil Mama's lip gloss popping, but it was also what? A, expensive.
A bad song.
B, cheap.
A really bad song.
C, cool. D, used.
This is the easy one.
I'm about to say.
It's not, because I don't know that song. I swear to God, I don't know that song. I swear to God, I don't know that song.
My lip gloss is
popping. My lip gloss is...
Oh, cool.
Yeah, good job.
When you say it, you're like, oh, it comes right to you. When you say the Buster, it comes right to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Give me one more.
One more.
Because that was the.
Yeah, best friend helped you. Best friend helped you.
Why can't a white man help me? See, that's why the white
ones
you want
to show.
Like, you
look
like the white man.
Okay. Oh, okay. You got to know this one.
Red and black lumberjack with the hat to match?
Close.
Oh, damn. Close. I just took a guess.
How many earrings did LL Cool J want his girl to have? Look, she mad at you right now. She is mad at you.
She loves her side. Look, she loves the LL. She's like, I love
her. Yo, hold on. Time out.
I don't know.
I don't know, man. I'm sorry.
Hey, look. LL Cool J is still one of my favorite rappers.
Yeah, he ain't. Don't say that.
But I don't know. I don't know.
Bamboo earrings, at least two pair. Yeah, See, you want to do another one. Now your average fucked up. Because you want to do another one.
Yeah, I think, what, she have a Fendi bag too?
Yeah. The white man know the song more than you. That's your favorite rapper. That's crazy.
That's because y'all went over all these cars.
This is the first time I heard it.
I don't believe it.
Today's the first time he busted them things out.
Yep.
Mm-mm. Let me see them.
Nah.
Let me see them.
Let me see them.
Cheap.
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 trip deck or something.
And you can get those at Target.
Target?
Yeah.
Target's breaking up happy homes everywhere. Somebody gonna get that. She's gonna be like, I thought she was so black.
Yeah, bamboo earrings.
You're gonna get a white lady, take them home to her boyfriend or husband. She'd be like, you said you grew up in the hood, let's answer this.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm leaving your ass. You don't know shit.
This is some guy that's got nothing but black, red, and green in his closet.
Yep.
Listen to nothing but Dr. Umar Johnson. Only gonna get one of those right.
Nope. No. But
I got one. He got sea moss.
Yep, exactly. You got one right.
You got,
and you got,
an got a bottle of sea moss.
Yeah.
John Stockton gave the alley-oop.
Yeah, he was giving more Jokic. I was just encouraging him.
He's short. He's John Stockton. But that was fun. But we're here for another reason.
We're gathered today.
Yeah.
We went to a rental really quick.
Yeah.
Nah, man. Like,
so yeah, let's talk about it.
Yeah. What are we talking about?
So look, man. Like, outside of being a funny dude, I'm one of those dudes who like really be fucked up in the head.
Mm-hmm.
Like holiday season, ain't this up? Like you ask the real question. Like, yo, I ain't seen you in 2 years.
Forgot.
Like my mom's died.
Sorry to hear.
Cancer.
Always.
And people who knew me, they ain't thinking of fucking me up.
If it don't affect them, a lot of people don't care.
I mean, nah, like, when you hear it, like, people who don't know me, like, oh, your mother died? Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. People who know me, like, why do you care?
Mm-hmm.
Your mom's. Right, still my mom's.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, my mom's was like she was a pillar in my life, like, you know what I mean? But she wasn't always in my life. Like, as an adult, she was like, when I'm about to make a stupid-ass mistake,
mm-hmm.
she always told me to pray, to talk to God type shit. Doing shows, doing podcasts, radio shows and shit, like, I ain't saying that. Reaction that I want to get. No matter what. I'm talking about zero views. Baby, you're doing fine. Nobody watched it. I went back and watched it and it still said nobody fucking watched it,
right,
huh?
Right.
That's what they did. That's what moms do.
Yeah.
They encourage you. Keep going.
Yeah, my mom tell everybody I'm on TV. You turn YouTube on. Technically I'm on TV.
But, like, it wasn't, like, always like that, though. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? My mom used to be a fiend. So,
I'm saying?
Yeah. So, it's like, you would understand, like the 80s,
mm-hmm.
like, one of the things I hate about TV, I hate seeing, like, my childhood, my mom's life, like, dramatized, like, show, like, power. Like, mind you, I like the show, mm-hmm. but, like, at the same time, at certain parts of it, I hate that shit.
Because
mm-hmm. that's really real.
Yeah.
Real. This ain't no show.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's how I felt about The Wire. It was hard for me to watch The Wire.
Cause it's really our block show. That's
the thing, like, so these good shows are derived from, like, 50 has to know somebody who's won through that, or he's won mm-hmm. through that. Like, this is real shit that they just put on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and that's where they get the genuineness from, is because that's my experience. That's what I live.
Yeah.
You know, when I tell people call me white trash, they call me white trash growing up. I don't just make that up because I'm white.
Right.
Man, that's fucked up to call you white trash.
Literally.
Like, here's the thing. I had white homeboys, like, my whole life. Not by choice, too. I never had a dress that had white people in it. Went to school with white people, though.
Mm-hmm.
Not by choice. It wasn't like my father was like, well, I'm going to put you in one of the good schools. It just was a really stupid situation. Like, I was a bad kid, so I went to have to like Monique.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go to the special class.
Yeah,
because like, I was smart enough to get the work done.
Yeah.
Then I have to get the work done. Look, this shit is boring. Right, let's laugh. Let's have some fun. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
You know, that really wasn't the best thing. You know what I mean? But outside of that. I also was doing it because it's like, maybe if I'm bad enough, he'll send me back. Mm-hmm. People are like, what are you talking about when you say shit like that, right? I ain't meet my father until I was like 7. I ain't know who he was even then. I ain't have an understanding that, yo, this nigga is actually a father, not a nigga that's dating your god. But, like, I grew up with my godmother, like from like, the number is very, like, if you let her tell the shit, tell you, like, she had me from the time I was 6 till I was like 7. Like 6 months till I was 7. You let my mother tell her, like, my mother was here to tell the shit, like 2. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I seen pictures conflicting both. Like, everybody got pictures of me.
Yeah.
But, like, my mom, she sold me. Like, real life, I need to get high. You know what I'm saying? And the person who she was trying to get the drugs from, they ain't want to give her no more. Because she had kids. Mm-hmm. And it's like, we got a kid with you.
Right.
So it's like, all right, boom. Give me the kid and I give you the drugs. Like, I made it my business to, like, always make sure that, like, I made that much money a month. Like, when I found that out, it was funny. Like, when I found out the amount, I was like, I knew that she sold me when I was, like, 11. That's some shit that 11-year-old should never have to, like, wrap their head around. But my father had to tell me because he was like, yo, I kept, like, fucking up. And I kept telling him, just send me home. He's like, nigga, you is home. Like, you know what I mean? And I'm like, nah, nigga, you ain't my father. And then, like, he had to tell me, like, yo, your mother, like, that lady wasn't your mother. And, like, your real mother, like, yeah, like, she a fiend. Mm-hmm. I don't even, at 11, I didn't even know what a fucking fiend was.
Right.
But I knew what a fiend was.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't even know what a fiend was, but I knew. I made jokes of people. Like, I used to crack on people for having crackhead mothers. Mm-hmm. I used to call people test tube babies, all that shit. And then it was like, oh shit, like, I'm one? What the fuck? I can't hurt you that. Like, hell no.
Right.
But, and I'm sorry if I'm, like, all over with it. Cause
no,
it's
man,
like,
you good. Take your time.
But, like I said, mom's was, like, a pillar because it was, like, even then, like, I ain't hate it. I just, like, God, fuck, you sold me? Like, that shit must be good. like, I don't wonder, that shit has to be good. Like, but nah, that was a bad shit. but it was weird. Like, imagine, everything that you know being authentically perfect. Mm-hmm. Like, I still look at, like, the family, like, my first family as, like, my real family. Like, mm-hmm. I spend more time with them than I spend with anybody.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, if I do celebrate a holiday, if I do go somewhere for the holidays, that's where I want to go.
But it's still not real.
Yeah.
It's real, but it's not real. You know what I'm saying?
It's real, because it's like, all right, So I'm gonna tell you how it happened again. Like, because I just kind of faded off. It's a hug. So my mother needed to get high. The dude who she was copping drugs from was my godmother. It was my godmother's like dude. Like, it was like shacking up or whatever. She couldn't have kids. You know, back then it ain't like now. Like, back then, like, early 80s, like mid-80s and shit, like, when we can't have kids, it's like, we can't have kids, but we have therapy for you.
Right.
Now it's like medicines and,
right,
like, talk groups, like, mm-hmm. really, like, and changing that method. And also, adoption's a lot easier now. So, she raised me like I was home. Like, I mean, like, my nickname, like, everything. First day of school, crawl, like, these are the things I remember her being there. Like, mind you, I remember my mother being there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my mother didn't just, like,
disappear,
but I know she was my mother.
Right.
like, imagine that, like, you seeing your mother.
Not knowing
that's your fucking mother.
Yeah.
And you see, I've seen shows like this, like SVUs, things like that. Like, they make shows like this where, like, the person in the background is always watching you, and you're like, oh, that's just my mom's friend, or that's the lady down the street, but in reality, like, that's your mom or your dad watching.
Yeah, making sure. So, my pops was locked up. He was in the military, but then he got locked up. Like, my pops was like, people who won't see me and see the space, they going to, a lot of people might know me for some wild shit. You feel what I'm saying? Some outside shit that I don't even want to talk about. But, it go, my father was that nigga. like, it, crazy as fuck. But, I didn't find that out until I was like, a damn man adult. Like, I thought my father was a square.
Yeah.
Like, I thought he was a fiend in the square. I swear to God, my hope, like, it was a culture shock.
Yeah.
Like, I remember in one of my joints, I talked about, like, when lies is your diet, like, how do you survive when lies is your diet? I don't know, but it tastes good, you gotta try it. Because it's like, my whole life I was fed lies.
Right.
My father, when he got me, he came home, like any father would, like, go see his baby mother with my son.
Right.
What you mean he ain't here?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so for like 2 years, like, the visitation thing, like he did it right. Like he could have like just
snatched you up.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how I felt. Mm-hmm. Let me keep it real, that's how I felt. Like when it happened. Like it felt like just, as an adult, like after multiple conversations with my brothers. I'm real close with my brothers. I got I got some of like the coolest brothers in the world. Like, when I say the coolest brothers in the world, like, I don't want to be like not too many. There's not too many people I want to be like. There's not a celebrity that I can point out. Like, oh, I want to be like him. I got a brother that's a celebrity, but I want to be like him before he was a celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to be like Teff before he was a celebrity. I wanted to be like Brunson, like since I met him. Mm-hmm. Like, I wanted to always shoot a jumper like my brother. Wanted to dress like my brother. Talk like my brother. Like, I developed a New York accent and lived in Baltimore fucking forever. Never lived in New York and had a Knicks fan. Because my brothers is Knicks fans. You know what I'm saying? Like,
hey. Ain't nothing wrong with being a Knicks fan. All right. Shout out to the Knicks.
How long you been a Knicks fan?
Oh, a long time. All
right, cool.
We winning now. We winning.
We just winning before. We just winning with chicks. We winning on the same.
Look, we winning like that.
We winning on the same clip.
We four.
When Joe, look. When Pat Ewing missed those free throws, we was winning.
Bruh.
When Pat missed the free throws, we was winning.
Yo, they gave him a commercial, motherfucker.
They should have gave him a.
I can't say that. Motherfucker.
Fuck him. Wouldn't be talking about Jordan today.
Right.
Talking about LeBron, but that's another conversation. Yeah, sports was bigger now than I was, but it was just crazy. Because my brothers was the reason why I think I probably didn't go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like I had things that I didn't understand. It was kind of things that I probably shouldn't even knew. They explained it to
me. Yeah, you had them then.
You know what I'm saying? Like I remember one time when my mother tried to come get me. My father wouldn't. Mind you, I didn't know what was happening. I'm just watching their commentary. Wasn't supposed to be watching it. I was watching their comedy jam, so I'm just gonna shut the fuck up and sit.
Right.
Like they told me to go in the room. I'm in the room. They got their comedy jam. We sitting here watching their comedy jam. We chilling. And yeah, I remember my brother coming. Came there like, yo, hold on, shut up. And he I remember I tried to crawl through the window and shit. You know what I'm saying? And it was funny as shit, like, because it was like, I thought she was still there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But she wasn't. But, like, I got out of it, and it was just like, I ain't had no backup plan. Like, all right, I'm out the house for the mother.
Right.
I got my ass whipped.
Where did I go?
It was like I definitely came and had to knock back on the door. Like, we had to get buzzed in the apartments and shit like that. So, I got my ass whipped. Like, what the fuck? What the fuck did you get out? Let me take that. And it's like, I remember acting out a lot. But when I found out that, like, you know, like, my father, he was a fiend, too. I'm gonna keep it real, but, like, he. When he got clean, he got clean. But he wasn't like my mom. So my mom was like a fiend until I was like literally almost 30. Like, mind you, the last 10 years of our life, like, I love her. You know what I'm saying? Like, best woman I know. My father, though, like, I watched this man in the Salvation Army. I don't know if y'all know who the Salvation Army is.
Yeah.
And it's funny how, why he had to get clean. He had to get clean, not just because he wanted to, but because my godmother, like, dropped down on him. Because they were trying to get me back and shit, right? So, I remember they showed up, I don't know exactly how it happened, but I remember overhearing them saying some shit like, this bitch got people showing up at my job with cups for me to piss in this shit. It was funny. But, like, this man, I watched him ill. I watched him, like, people point at him, make fun of him, because, you know, like, with Salvation Army, that shit, they used to be people, like, the charity group type shit. Now, this is a man who served his country, so though everything prideful that you can think of, he done did, and now he gotta, stand out here and collect shit in the Santa Claus suit. He's in the halfway house.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
I watched them do that. But that shit wasn't really, I didn't give a fuck.
Right.
Like, hindsight's 2020. Like, looking back at it now, it's like, my father, like, when people were asking about my father, I could tell you the horror stories. Like, and that's what I was a little nervous about. I was like, I'm gonna talk that fuck these people. But, because there was definitely some horror stories, but my father was like Superman. Because it's like the things that I put him through.
Right.
I was like, once I found out, like, yo, oh shit. So I gotta say, he broke my collarbone once. He punched me in my chest. He broke my shirt. I went to school. People took me out there. I'm home for real. So I spent a lot of my childhood in, like, group homes and shit like that, because when I realized, like, oh shit. If I fuck up, and you fuck me up, you done fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I can get up out of there, and I can go back. And I wasn't trying to go back to my mother, though. I was trying to go back to my, like, to my godmother.
Mm-hmm.
So, I remember the first time I went into foster care, it was like, you got anybody you can call? And I remember I tried to call them, and they wouldn't let them get me. They were like, you're not your family. I'm like, so... people, like, I have a big family, like genetics, like, people who, like, actually have the same blood as me. People like, how come you fuck with this person? How come you fuck with that person? Because all it took was a signature for them to get me out of the group home.
Right.
I remember calling, like, yo, Pops gave me a black eye. They got me down here. Well, you shouldn't have been fucking up in school. I was fucking up.
Right.
Okay? Like,
but
I was fucking up.
They don't want a black eye, though.
Facts. So, I don't respect them as an adult now. Like, you can't tell me shit. Like, absolutely nothing.
You could have got me out and told me that.
Right.
Like, don't be fucking up no more, you won't get a black eye, but
right.
Come home with me for the night, whatever.
Exactly.
No, it could be a fire in the middle of the street. You can tell me, they can't tell me don't go in the middle of the street because it's a fire there. You can't tell me shit. I'm gonna walk in the middle of the street. I'm gonna step all in the fire just cause, like, you can't tell me shit.
Yeah.
Probably not, but just
yeah, you will. you will.
Try to clean it up for people.
You'll at least put one foot in there.
And my son the same way though, like,
mm-hmm.
But he just with that, like that with everybody. Like, so it's like that's the curse with it. It's weird because, like, my son called my godmother grandma.
Yeah.
Like, he never met my father. My daughter's never, like, my oldest daughter don't want to meet my father.
Mm-hmm.
Never met the grandmother. Like, never, like, the actual grandmother never met.
So, going through that, did that mold your parenting skills? Like, how you treat your kids?
Yeah. Like, I'm soft ass dad. Like, I'm too fucking soft. You know? Like, these little things, like, my daughters, my sons, they is like, I am breeding like manipulators, because
but you're not a TikTok dad yet, so you ain't up there doing the dances yet, so you are. Right. Oh, you on TikTok? Hey, yo. What's your TikTok?
I gotta see. No, I don't have a TikTok. But my daughter, and I purposely fuck up. Like, I hope she don't see this, but I purposely, like, I know what she want me to do, but it's just like,
just so she don't ask you again, but she still gonna ask you.
Right?
She's gonna ask me in 20 minutes. Right? In 20 minutes. Do another one, I'm gonna fuck that one up. She tells all my friends I can't dance.
Yeah.
It's halfway true.
Okay.
I don't dance. But yeah. That's the, I think that's the caveat of it. Like, that's the other side of it. Like, I don't hit my kids, I pop butt, and anything outside of the butt I can't hit.
Yeah.
I've never hit my daughters, ever. Ever. I'm not a chore dad.
Yeah.
I'm not a, anything that my kids want to do, they can do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even if you're in trouble in school, not saying you're not punished, mm-hmm. you're still punished, but you want to play baseball, you still play baseball, right?
Right.
Because one thing, like my dad, when he couldn't physically beat me no more, it became the mental.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, he did a lot of good shit that just, hindsight is 2020. Like, damn, right. I should have probably honed in on that part.
Right.
I should have honed into the conversation.
Yeah.
But the punishment was still bullshit.
Right.
A lot of times. I used to go to this church, and we had a pastor. He got cut by the Redskins.
Right?
And
he was lucky.
Yeah, he was lucky. That's part of the joke.
Yeah.
But he wanted me to play football. Mm-hmm. My dad's a legendary street baller, so he was like, football? What the fuck do you want to play football for? So, because I couldn't be good in school,
mm-hmm.
it wasn't because it was like, not that I can't hear you in the other room saying, telling my stepmom, yo, who was an amazing woman, by the way, I love her. He's in the other room like, I can't teach this nigga shit about football. I can't catch a fucking football. I can't throw a fucking football. What the fuck? I heard all that. So it's like, but then I remember when he told him yo, yeah, he can't go play football because I'm going to be fucking up in school. And it's like, that's kind of when I started trying to be good.
Mm-hmm.
But by then, it's like, got the reputation of the bad as the bad. Right?
Yeah.
So it's like, I seen how punishments and recreation, those are two different things. You know? Like, as a kid, you need shit to do. If you don't do this shit, you gonna hate me. You're gonna grow up and fuck. If you fuck up in school and I tell you you can't do ballet when you're 21 and you dance like fucking Katy Perry, you're gonna hate me. When you don't know what the fuck a N1 is, because I left you out of basketball because I wanted your academics to be mm-hmm. ready. You know what I'm saying? I ain't want you skipping school. I ain't want you fighting in school. I had a big problem fighting in school. I'm just gonna have you just be the smartest kid that know every word in the dictionary.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with being the smartest kid, man.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
Because I'm pretty sure Jeff Bezos don't got a jump shot.
If he don't got a jump shot, then his dad sucked.
You got enough money, he can afford to practice.
Right. By now, if you don't... Yeah, here's the thing. I had a jump shot, but if I didn't have a jump shot, because my dad was, you know what I'm saying, that good, I still wanted to play ball. If y'all haven't... If anybody that's watching, if they ain't figured it out, it's like a love-hate thing. Mm-hmm. I go through that every day. The people that you're supposed to love, I hate them. People that you're supposed to hate, I love them still. And most I deal with people.
Yeah.
Most I deal with my kids. Things that I be having the right to be frustrated with.
Mm-hmm.
People are like, yo, it's okay, you can be frustrated. No, I probably overreact. And then shit that I'm really mad about, it'd be weird.
Yeah. I get it.
It'd be weird.
So with that, did that also dictate how your personal relationships, like females and all that?
Yeah. Like, we live in a time where, like, most dudes around me, like, their girl can't do no wrong. They're gonna fuck them up if they found out their girl is something crazy. At an early age, I knew that woman could do the most devilish shit to you. Mm-hmm. In a heartbeat.
So when you see, like, a woman, you automatically thinking the worst going into it?
No. Hell
no.
That's for Kevin Samuels.
I'm just asking, bro.
Okay? Nah. Like, it's more of a, like,
she's capable.
I expect the worst in every situation.
Yeah.
I pray for the best, but I expect the worst.
Okay.
Like, it could be all going good. It was all good just a week ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've definitely sabotaged a couple of relationships like that. Like,
that was my next question.
Definitely. I've definitely sabotaged a lot of relationships like that. Like, but you don't really like me.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Like, any chick who, if you got kids and you spending more time with me than your kids.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because my mama had to get high buddy back then. Because my pops was doing some other shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's like, nah.
Gotcha. Yeah, they always have that buddy.
My mom had that buddy. Like, so growing up, like, we were the only white family in all black neighborhood. I lived on Payson and Hollins, right on the corner, right up there.
Definitely.
So like they would throw bottles at us and shit, throw rocks at our house, stuff like that. Like, my dad was an alcoholic. I remember one time he wanted to beat me, and my brother got in the way, and he picked my brother up by the neck, and there was two pictures on the wall. He like slammed them right in between both pictures, and then he'd like put him down. Like, I'm like trying to stop him, put him down, and like he'd go in the other room, pass out, go to bed, and then me and my brother would just, like, my mom was trying to work at night, so me and my brother would just run the street and do whatever. Like, we didn't have anybody supervising us, telling us right from wrong. My brother was the police. He was telling me right from wrong, right? You know, so it's like, I'm learning from him, just like you said, you learn from your brother. It's like, I'm out in the streets, and then my brother's paving the way, and then when I go out, we went to Harlem Park, and we had to catch the bus from where we lived up to Harlem Avenue, and, like, the white boys, ironically, had to sit in the back of the bus. So, like,
hold on.
It's weird. So then, at first, it was like the back, and then they were like, you know, now we're gonna, you know, we all moved to the front, and then as people got off the bus, like, the black kids would come by and like just punch whatever white kid in the face, mm-hmm. right? So then my brother was like, he was the fighter, so he would fight everybody, right? So then I would get on the bus, and they'd be like, oh, you Jimmy's little brother, like. Not him. So they were like, just sit here. Mm-hmm. So I like sit there, and then they'd walk by and they'd punch the white kid next to me, the white kid over there. So like I got, I don't want to say special privileges because my brother was a fighter, but I was happy for that. Like, you know, like I'd walk down like to the grocery store. My mom would send us to the corner store, and like people wouldn't mess with me as much because of who my brother was. Mm-hmm. But there was no like, I wish my dad was different, but it definitely molded me on how I raised my kids and what I said when I grow up. I'm never going to do this. I'm never going to allow my kids to go through this. I'm never going to have them stressed or get choked into the wall or shit like that. You know, the police were at my house every other week. My dad getting locked up for being drunk, domestic violence. Like, at one point, it was so bad, he got locked up. He had to go live with my grandparents because they wouldn't let him come back to our house. So he was on home monitor. You know, 4 o'clock in the morning, this thing, we're down there, is in my dad sleeping, and the box would go off, and you'd have to repeat, like, telephone, barometer, stuff like that, and if he didn't do it, they came back and got him again. So it's one of those things, like, that shit molds you and changes you into a different parent. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm with you, like, my kids are never going to miss those things, like, oh, you're punished, you're not going to baseball practice. Like, oh, you're punished, you're not getting no ice cream tonight, or whatever the case might be. Like, it's a different world.
Yeah.
Yo, like, I ain't going to hold you. My dad was a dick. My aunt was worse. I'm like, yo. What is that to? I'm sorry. Remember that show, like, or the movie where like the lady cut her kid's hair off and shit?
Yeah, it made it look like a boy. It was a girl, right?
Was it? I don't know, like, it was an old school movie, but she was, like, beating the fuck out of them kids. Like, she was fucking them kids up with the ruler, the paddle. Like she was beating them kids' ass back in the day. It was, like, it's an old school movie.
Mm. We ain't that old.
Yeah, definitely that old. I seen it, so. You ever seen, your hairline saw it. If you didn't see it, your hairline saw it, nigga. But, like, yo, I had an aunt who, not even her own kids, like, she treated her own kids great. Her adopted kids, yo, like, she treated them like third world country prisons, my nigga. Like, I mean, like, in the worst way. And mind you, going to church, giving sermons and teaching other people right. How they should treat like,
their lives.
Like, and that shit fucked me up. Mind you, I'm in a group home, and it's like, I know that shit going on there, but I still don't want to be in a group home, man. Like I would call her every month, like, because I knew all she had, like, mind you, it wasn't until, like, I was, like, 15 before, like, I finally told her, like, I know all y'all gotta do is come and sign for me.
Yeah.
And she hung up on me.
Yeah. She's like, damn, now I can't lie to him.
Then it was like, you run into no call no more. Like, I hate call ID. Call ID is the worst thing that happened to black people.
Not for me. Bills, boy. I don't
your credit went, nigga, credit went down, though. Credit went down.
I'm fine with that. it's man-made anyway.
I had bills in my name and shit. My credit was fucked up when I was like 18. I remember the first time I went to go get, I had my own apartment, like young, I had my own apartment at 17. Had a roommate and I remember we was about to go get the, I'm like, I bet you we can get the bills in my name and shit, right? Bills, nigga, I had bills in my name, credit. Fuck, I'm like, how the fuck, I ain't buy shit, I ain't never bought nothing a day in my life. You mean to tell me
your parents gotta do.
Bruh.
That's something I never do. Like nah, like my kids, they'll have a business in their name before they have a bill in their name. Mm-hmm. They're gonna have a car in their name before they have a bill in their name.
Yeah.
And every one of them gonna be worth more than $500. Yeah. Like that's. This is the last thing I'm gonna say. Like that might fuck some people over, right? My father died like a doctor. Like when I say like his friend would look like a celebrity friend. There were so many fucking people there like saying his praises and all that other crazy shit. Life was good. Insurance and all that shit. Military and all that shit. When he died, my little sister got a nice piece of bread. My stepbrother. I got $0 and 0 cents. At the time, he thought I was his only son. That came out of his nuts. Like, I found out, like, well, my brother just found me. Shout out to my other brother. Like, he one of my sponsors, too, like, for the podcast. Third Year Auto. Like, he found the family. Like, he's in strange. Like, nobody even knew about this nigga. Like, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, nobody knew he existed. Like, you know what I mean? Popped up, let us know that, like, yeah, thought of fucking. My father fucked my mom. Right? He didn't wrap up. He fucked my mom. And it's like when the family like even him, he's like, yo, bro, like my wife, like, when I die, like she's good, like insurance, everything, like good, like if I have a son, he's gonna be good. My mother, mind you, she let him lapse. My mother let them lapse. The insurance lapsed. We only got only one of them paid out. She had a few of them open. The crackhead, the dopehead, like the person who I thought was gonna OD 1,000 times. You know what I'm saying? The same chick who sold me.
Mm-hmm.
Made sure that like
took care of me.
Like, yeah. Like when the insurance hit, like you was about to get, I didn't even think she was dead at either. I ain't gonna hold that she left me shit. You was about to get put out. Yeah, like, King had bills, COVID,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, all that shit's about to catch up. When she passed, I'm sitting there like, what are you going to do? I don't have no money. They need 24.
Mm-hmm. Check the 35 come.
Damn. It's like, where did this come from? It's gonna move?
you think that's that was her
divine intervention?
Her final, her final. I'm sorry. The walk off with it.
She ain't never say sorry.
That's what I'm saying. I think that would be that was her. I'm sorry. Just to make sure you was good.
Yeah. I mean, see, my mom didn't ever like it was the drugs.
Oh, yeah, my mom the same way.
So it's like
super thug.
Like she always apologized for getting high. Mm-hmm. She ain't never apologized for like the shit that she did when she
died. Right, not right. being there. Not
yeah, so it's like, and I used to like, you don't got about getting high? I smoke weed, man. What the fuck is wrong with you? You telling me you started getting high while I'm rolling up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when my mother was getting high, like, I was selling drugs. And my mother, like, just, I never forget it. My mother was sending me motherfuckers. Like, she was sending people to me. And it was just like, hey, man, like, who sent you here? Like, no, this is not cool. Ma, no, you can't do that. I don't want you getting high. You can't be sending your friends to them.
Yeah.
Mind you, money's great. Thank you. Yeah. Fuck, don't do that again. Don't ever do that again. Like, and I remember my father found out I was selling drugs. He wanted to kill me. Yeah. This nigga wanted to kill me. And it wasn't because I was selling drugs. You fucking up my reputation. I'm a whole doc. He's a doctor at recovery. Like that's what he do. Man. Like he ain't a doc. He can't. If you're bleeding, you're dead. You know what I'm saying? If you got a cold, he's not even going to tell you the type of right prescription to get. He probably going to tell you drink some tea, and eat some halls and some shit. But how to go through recovery, my father used to bring some people back from the dead. So that's like 80% of the reason why I'm doing this shit. Cause it's like right now perks and like Fetty, E pills, Molly, that's the new coke and dope. Mm-hmm. It's a mother right now about to get rid of her kid because she getting high too much. It's an aunt who just took her nephew because it's like, yo, mother getting high too much.
I know somebody right now. One of my friends just took their little 2-year-old niece because his sister getting high too much.
Getting high too much. So it's like, not that aspect in our community ain't changed. So it's like, when people be talking, like, I seen how sex trafficking, like, that was like, oh my God. Everybody talking about that. Mm-hmm. What about the kids that's getting tricked? They live in. They ain't living with their parents because their parents is getting high, getting drunk. Their parents is want to be celebrities. That's another one that's just fucking crazy. It's like, I know somebody who, his mother raises his daughter. I mean, he can fight me, I don't care. His mother's raising his daughter because he moved out of state so he can be a rapper. Nigga, you about to be 30-something, mid-30s, nigga. Like, it ain't gonna happen.
Mm. I see that all the time where people are just like, giving up their kids because they want to go live their dream. Like, what you have the kids for?
I told you, I said, I love you, life shit.
Like, man, what are you doing? Like, man, it's crazy. Like, your kids aren't, you're, I don't understand. So, I enjoy the things I do with my kids. I can never look at my kid and be like, I'm going to hurt this kid. You see these people on TV where, like, they beat their kid to death. They kill their kid, put them in a car, whatever. All this shit. I'm like, I can never do that shit. My kid gets a scrape, and they're crying, and I'm crying. I'm like, come here. Like, and I freak out because it's not, I'm scared because they're scared. So it's like, what are you doing? Why'd you let them do this? Like, I'm yelling at their mom or whatever. Right. It's not her fault. It's just like, I'm scared because of what happened. But like I can never do that. Like, I don't see how people do it.
Well, my son is almost 30, and if I hurt his feelings, I'm scared to talk to him for 2 days. Like I can't believe I hurt his feelings because I know all the stuff he went through with his mom, and for me to be that person, I said I would never be that person. That fucks with me. So yeah, I totally get it. Like right now, like I'll crack a joke with him, but if I see if it hurt. Yeah, that's apologies. I'm buying him something to eat. Like, you good? Like, hey, you know, I'll hug him. He's like, I don't want to hug me. I need the hug. Like, you don't need the hug. You know, so, yeah. Yeah, so,
like that.
Yeah, I understand completely. You know?
Be like that.
Like, I push my son to work out 5 nights a week now. And he's like, you're always making me work out. You're always making me do this. And I'm like, you don't realize, like, it's not just you. Like, me hanging out with you, you're pushing me. you're spending time with me. Like, I get more out of this than you do. Mm-hmm. Like, even if I'm not doing the weight you're doing, or if I'm not doing the exercise you're doing,
yeah, you're not running the way he's doing.
I still get something out of it, though. You know, like, for me, that's like that connection. That he's going to grow up one day, and when his kid's 15 or 16, he's going to be like, your pop taught me this. Your pop was in the gym with me doing this. Your pop was doing that.
He's just like, you ain't got to do it at all because my pop put me through this.
But hopefully by then he'll see why I put him through it.
He's going to respect kids.
Right.
Nah, man. Yeah, when he celebrating his third Super Bowl, I'm like, yeah.
Right.
My pop got me through this.
Yeah. Nah, man. It's like, it's funny because as the most hated hater on shows like In the House, when like most of my guests were women, when we do Stoner Kingdom, King Outnumbered. Mm-hmm. Guess the women, first time they get triggered, they might say some shit like, "You got childhood issues."
Right.
Yeah. And it's just like, yeah, but that's not why I'm saying this.
Right.
And it's like, I think people don't realize how, like, everyone has childhood issues.
I mean,
In some way. Like,
it's what you do with those.
It's what you do with it. Like, if I never told, like, if I didn't tell people this, right, no one would ever think, like, well, King is this, like, damn, King, like, King, do you have depression? Hell yeah, that's why I smoke weed, nigga. Like, mm-hmm. weed is a medicine.
Yeah.
But, like, bro, like, yeah, if I smoke weed, there'd be days where it's like, I probably wouldn't even want to come out the house, especially on holidays.
Yeah.
Especially holidays. Holidays suck.
Like, for me, 110%. My brother grew up like my dad. He was like, drink, party, whatever. Me, I was like, I'm never into alcohol because I don't want to be that person. I saw what that did and what it created, and I was like, got no interest in it. You know, I'll have a sip here or a sip there, like, but my brother had a bar in the basement. He was like, hey, him and my dad be down there drinking together. Not me, like, I don't want it.
Yeah, when we first started hanging out as adults, I found that off. I found that weird. I've been drinking since I was 12. So I was like, yeah, I don't want that. I just want some water. Like, give me some water. Or give me some tea, like no sugar, and he put his own sugar. Like,
yep.
He'll make his own lemonade. Like, he's one of those type of people. Like, give me some lemon wedges, some water, some tea.
I mean, nothing wrong with that.
Bro, yes it is, bro. They got lemonade in the back.
No, I'm going to tell you something's wrong. You ever dated a holistic chick?
No.
Yeah, that's a lot wrong with it.
Mm-hmm. We just had one on the show. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Jew and all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Holistic chicks are great.
Like, I grew up in a time when my grandmother would put the tea bags in the water and sit it outside. I'm like, we're having sun-dried tea today for dinner. And that shit tasted sour and nasty. Sugar. I'm like, this shit tastes like it's been sitting out there for a week in the dumpster. But that's what we had.
Nah, like, I ain't gonna hold you. I ate too much fried food as a kid. Like, I think, and that's something that, like, we don't...
People, there's no such thing. Don't listen to him when he's talking about.
It is. Like, my father had 3 heart attacks, man. Three of them.
Just exercise, people. Don't even worry.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
That don't work,
man. Like, so it's like, I don't eat a lot of greasy food. Like when they made the George Foreman grill, mm-hmm. I hated George Foreman as a boxer. You love him as a promoter on TV.
You crazy.
Why not, nah, man? Come on. He's a great boxer. I just hated the fact that, like, this fat guy was knocking people out.
Because he hit hard.
Yeah, I was a kid. I didn't understand that this fat guy was knocking people out.
Like, how's Mike Tyson look chiseled like that?
How does Evander Holyfield look like that and can't knock this
fat guy out?
God, the fuck, knock
out. You got bricks for hands.
So we ate a lot of, like, greasy foods and shit. But, like, my stepmom, she was from New York, right? Mm-hmm. And, like, I ain't gonna hold you. She couldn't cook shit. But she could make some lasagna and some spaghetti.
Oh, that's New York staple. Lasagna?
Yeah. The chicken would be so fucking greasy. I'm like, you know how, like, when you put the chicken on the mm-hmm. paper towel, it, like, let it dry and shit to strain out? Like, the paper towel be like, I don't want the bottom piece, yo. You know what I mean? Like, I grew up like that. Like, then, like, mom's, like, she used to know how, like, to... I never call her my mother or mommy. I always call her moms because, like, she was my third mother. So it was like,
yeah.
And then, like, it sounded cool because, like, she was from New York, so she liked it. Mm-hmm. So I called her moms, right? Mom's really, like, she had us in church, like, 4 days a week.
Yeah.
two out of four of those days a week, she's feeding the whole fucking church. Yeah. Greasy ass fucking food though. Man. Yeah, the greasiest like stir fry
because
shit. Because
they don't have to cook at home.
She ain't never making the lasagna and spaghetti though. Yeah. She ain't never making churches.
Well, that's like, for you. That yeah. That's family.
Yeah, that's some spaghetti now.
We'll go get some too. Man, you want some good spaghetti, man?
There you go. There you go. You go some shit. Shit. No. Watch this shit.
Make spaghetti today. You can eat it if you want today or not.
Don't do it.
Put it in the fridge.
Don't do it.
Next day, put a glob of butter in the frying pan and fry that shit up.
No. Yes.
What? No.
That's what he does.
Bro.
No.
Look, I will buy you dinner at any restaurant in Baltimore City if you fry that shit up and tell me you don't like
it. He calls it dad spaghetti. All
right. I ain't mad at that, right? But what you gotta do, right?
No. Mm-mm.
You don't even know what I mean?
Go ahead. No.
You got the butter, the Parmesan cheese. Stir it all up. But it's still cold. Mm-hmm. Throw that bitch in the microwave.
See? Look.
That is the best spaghetti. Leftover spaghetti with the Parmesan cheese with the butter in the middle. Like I had a butter in the middle so that way the microwave.
Dude, this is the In the Trenches segment of the show.
Look, I'm telling you. If you fry that shit the next day, you got to put a glob of butter in the middle of that pan. Put the spaghetti around it.
Basically, you stir frying the spaghetti.
Yeah, and let that shit get hot. Cook it until that spaghetti's hot, and I guarantee you, another planet.
He called it dad spaghetti.
Look, I'm telling you.
You pretty much making hibachi grill spaghetti. Yes. That's like, nah.
Exactly. No, you say nah, but I'm telling you, I will buy you dinner anywhere.
If you hasn't washed yet, I will tell you that
you didn't like it.
Everybody got to tell you I legitimately don't like it.
Everybody who tried spaghetti. It.
I'm going to tell you, this shit was nasty. Mm-hmm.
Everybody
this shit is nasty. I would never eat this shit again.
Everybody who said no, they came back like he was right. Yeah. I haven't tried it yet, but everybody else has.
I'm the petty instigator. Like, yeah, I'm going to
tell you. Then we know you're lying. You just said it. So now we know it's
a in the house.
Love it. Like, I'd much rather have that than regular.
Yeah.
I mean, leftover spaghetti is a little too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, always, of course.
Yeah, you can't really do it wrong, but if you can do it better.
Some people do it wrong. Some people have dry ass noodles.
Yeah.
You know, that's just shit.
I feel like people who are programmed me, like, I worry about people who make hookups when they're not locked up. Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Like, when I first had it, I thought it was the best meal in the world. Like, I ain't gonna lose it. But then it's like, when you think about it, like, that's the sloppiest, nastiest.
Yeah, what am I doing?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I dated a chick who used to eat hookups.
Oh.
I asked to see her ID all the time.
Bruh.
And that's just to be sure.
Her ex still around. That was crazy. Oh man, I ain't know that about you, bro.
Yeah, a lot of people don't.
We've been tight for a minute.
Yeah, like a lot of people don't know.
It explains a lot now. Definitely explains a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What you saying?
So hurt people. When we see other hurt people, we see ourselves in them. So when I first met him, he wasn't, you know, loud and boisterous. He was quiet. He stayed to himself a lot. You know, he was creative.
Not that much.
Yeah. The first couple of months, you just literally just sat in class. That's just what it was.
Because we were there to learn.
See? Exactly. And then he was like, he wrote poetry. He was literally just writing. He was sitting there. So you can see that when you were by yourself and you stayed to yourself, you have outlets.
Your mind's working.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So you see yourself in other people. So that makes a lot of sense.
Like overboard or something.
He was a little bit.
He had no friends in college.
He had all the friends.
I had all the friends.
He had all the friends in college. You know, he was friends with the teachers too, but we didn't even talk about
that. Yeah.
Another different story, but different day.
Friendly, like, you were more
friendly with him. And then, I was not a friend of the teacher. Thank you very much.
Yeah, okay. We got like to the deeper.
All I know is that I stayed in there without paying tuition, so you can just take that, what it is.
Damn.
Yeah.
I should have stayed in there so I didn't have to pay tuition.
Exactly, see? I definitely walked out of there owing $48,000. Shout out to y'all.
Professor chicks are dope.
Yeah. Especially that one. Yeah. Yeah, that one's cool.
That's because they're usually married to bored professors. So ain't
She wasn't married. She was very much single.
Very much single. Probably why, because ain't nobody doing it right.
And it didn't help that she was close to our age, so it was. Yeah, she was. But that's a whole other story. Whole other day.
Whole other story.
Yeah.
Whole other day.
Yeah. That second floor was crazy.
I think I'm going to go to college, though, now.
Yeah.
I didn't think about it, man.
Well, you know, you're a Purdue graduate, so you might as well.
Yeah. Those credits didn't do too
much. Not a damn thing.
Didn't do shit for me.
You went wet. You automatically don't get the job.
Exactly. But yeah, man, that's crazy. You never know the storm people walk through. Like, legit shit. Like, with my mom, you know what I mean? Like, we shared similar paths, and I didn't even know that part. So, yeah. Yeah, my mom was a functioning addict, but she was slick. So, I would have the football practices. I would have soccer and baseball, but she won't pick me up for 2-3 hours. So you'll see everybody leave, and you just sitting there waiting. And every car come by, you think it's like, you know what I mean? That's what me and my mom used to go through. And then she wouldn't talk. I'm like, oh, you doing this? And she's like, you using the man up and just take it and then walk off. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, thankfully, through therapy on my side, me and her was able to have a conversation. Finally. And when I told her everything that I saw as a kid that she thought I didn't see, that's another thing too. Parents don't think you see the shit that they put you through.
You see everything. You see everything, man.
Exactly. So when I was telling her, literally tears were coming out of her eyes. You know, so, you know, me and her are getting to a point where we're good. But yeah, it
was rough. The confrontation is crazy.
Oh, man. Yeah, of course.
Like, my mother didn't know I knew. But I remember when I told her, I was well over the adult, like,
right.
Like, and she was like, I did everything.
Yeah.
I'm like, it was a bad moment. Mm-hmm. There's going to be some women out there who's going to be like, see, I told you he hate women. He called his mother a bitch. Door face. Yes, I did. Because it was like, we was having one of those back and forths, and she was taking up for my baby mother. She was right, though. That's the fucked up part.
That's always the part. That's always
the part. She was like, I did everything to try to get you. I'm like, bitch. If you wouldn't have sold me, she was like, I didn't sell you. I'm like, you sold me for $500. And I remember the look that she gave, like, she wanted to, man, look, if you ever
choke you, but hide.
Like, she wanted to choke me, hug me, call Johnny Cochran as a defense lawyer, call the police on me. Like, I know she wanted to do all that in that moment because it was like, she started sweating and shit. It was cold. It was cold outside. She was sweat, like, and didn't say nothing. Like, it was like, her face said everything. Like, this nigga, no. Then, that turned into her wanting to give me my father's history, which was just like,
turn your view on him, not her, reflecting.
Yeah, of course.
But nah, she don't even know. It made him, before that conversation, I hated the nigga.
Yeah.
She tried to tell me everything, make me hate him. I'm just like, oh, shit.
Now everything makes sense.
He did that?
She connected all the dots for him. Yeah.
Like, she told me some of the funniest shit about my father. And she's sitting there, like, she's like, you don't look mad. I'm like, because that's so fucking cool. Like, yeah, that's so fucking cool. Why did he do that shit? Like, I know you. That church nigga did that? Nah. But, yeah.
But, yeah, my father passed away during COVID.
And, damn, man. Sorry.
Yeah, man. Yeah, me and him were never type. Like, best friend, you know. Like, he was never around. Like, the drugs just took him away from us. You know what I mean? Like, he tried to get clean. You know, I went to go visit him in Florida when he went down there to get clean.
What was the drug? You don't know the answer.
Crack. Yeah. You know, AIDS was knocking everybody down.
See, it was dope. It was dope. Like, yeah. Like, dope. It was, they used to call it speedball. Mm-hmm. Like, when they used to do, like, crack and dope together. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what my
mom's was. Weed and coke. That was her shit. And then she went weed and crack. So.
My aunt won $10 million in the lottery. But she was so fucked up on drugs, she didn't take the one lump sum. She would get paid out the course of her life. So every month she would get it. But by the time she got that check, she owed everything out to the drug dealer because they would give her everything on the arm saying, well, we know you got a check coming.
Right.
She did so much drugs, every vein in her body collapsed. She was on dialysis every day. Mm-hmm. And then it just killed her. And I'm like, man, $10 million? You should put yourself in rehab. Get it together. But no. Yeah.
That monster crazy, man.
Monster's crazy, man.
The guy was like, look, she was in debt like $20,000, $30,000 every month when she got her check to that guy. Because he just knew.
I mean, I ain't going to hold you. Like, that would have been a lovely thing to have back when I was selling drugs.
Yeah,
every month I got
a guarantee 20?
Yeah, right. But as the person who family member that could be, it's like, that is.
Yeah. It was bad.
It's generational. That's generational. Like, I don't even know the word. I'm not even literate enough to say the word that I want to say. Like, that is just fucking up generations. Like, Not even financially, because it's like, that's not money you don't have. Right. But it's like, at the same time, it's like, people are, like the kids are, we could have been fucking millionaires.
And the fucked up about the state is, when you get it paid out monthly, you die, the state keeps everything. Yeah, it doesn't pass off. Your kids don't inherit it.
Yeah.
Yo, I had uncles sell laundromats and bars in the early 90s.
Yeah.
When I found that shit out, like, again, an adult, I got a family on my mother's side that I never met. Like, I'm talking about, like, I never met. I got family that saved my life the first time I met them because they recognized my last name. I had an uncle who had 4 laundromats, 2 bars, a couple houses. Got on drugs. Don't got shit.
Yeah.
Died with nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, when I met him, had absolutely nothing. So when people tell me the story, it's like, oh, he was riding around in this pinky ring, this man, bullshit.
Yeah.
I got my grandmother used to like run what they call game houses,
mm-hmm.
like where you would come.
They still got a couple of those.
So my grandmother used to run them, so like that's where the money came from. Before the before drugs came through, right? And all of my uncles on both sides started off selling drugs. All of them on my mother's side fell off the drugs. Every one of them. I mean, and each one of them, if you sat down and had a conversation with them, they can give you 1,000 stories of them being up, pictures to verify. Mm-hmm. Get what I'm saying? Like, but they just fell off.
How it is. Like, I used to sell drugs, and they would always tell me, like, when we would cut up the coke, they would be like, man, you got to test it and make sure. Nope, I'm not. I would never do that because I don't want, like, I've seen too many people, family members and everything. You know.
No, it's the way you said nope. You said nope.
It's one of those things where it's like, one minute you're testing because you're selling, next thing you know, you're like, oh, I need another one. That was no buzz. That was no buzz.
Not even that. Like, if you bagging that shit up, like you're supposed to do it, but
the gloves on and all that right. shit, yeah, but.
But you're not doing that when you got people outside waiting for you. You're waiting for the guy to come all day. He comes, so like you got to put the shit together. That shit get into your fingernails. Now you high all day.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like that. I ain't hold you. That's what it was.
You don't know what that is at the beginning. You're like, man, what is that feeling? Like,
why? Exactly what it was.
Right.
Like it was funny. Like that's what made me stop. Like that's what made me never sell that type of drugs ever again because it was like the first time that happened to me. Like I knew I was high, because it's like, I'm smoking weed, but it's like, I'm not coming down for shit. Like, my tolerance ain't like what it was now. Like, I used to smoke weed, and like, I'm done. Like, I'm hitting the blunt, and I'm just like, and I'm going up. Like, I'm getting higher and higher. Like, this shit don't feel right.
Right?
Then I hear my mom, oh my God, I backed up, and I am. And it's just like, I'm cracking. Yeah. But like, and it's like, I started thinking about my mom, started thinking about my father. Uncles and shit like that, and I fuck this shit, I ain't doing that shit no more. I ain't even smoke. Like, that, I think that was the only time in my life I ever really stopped smoking weed. Like, that was the only time I ever stopped smoking weed. For like 2 weeks. I mean, sore.
Mm-hmm.
The smell of weed made me mad, because it was like, shit, yo, I'm out here. I'm a fiend,
right?
I'm a fiend. I ain't had no respect for them fiends. So it was like, the first time I got accidentally high, I caught myself a fiend. So it's like the people who say that they got high off of that shit and didn't know that they got fiend right off of that shit. Like it's a different fucking feel. You know what I'm saying? And dope is worse. Like fentanyl, you touch that shit, you might die.
Mm-hmm.
So you touch that shit, you're not gonna tell me you're not high. Like you're not telling me why you're not getting high while you're putting that shit together. Like, I seen an interview, Adam 22, dude, he was interviewing some young dude, 21 years old. You can hear that he has a Percocet. Like, as soon as he opens his mouth, you can hear, like, he had dope fiend. That's how dope fiend stuff. If you ask him, he'll tell you, no, he ain't taking dope. He just got a perk problem. That's dope. Yeah, that's dope. Mid-interview, you throw up because it's like yelling. Like, he can't go back. He can't sit an hour without powering on fucking perk without throwing up. Like, that's, like, yeah, man. Like, and again, there's somebody out there right now Like, they got kids going to that shit. Like, and I ain't even talking about in Wisconsin or Chicago, LA. Like, two blocks away, somebody going to do that shit right the fuck now with a kid watching them. Yeah. I got a homeboy loving the life. When I met him, like, I'm like, damn, you get money on my own. Like, you gonna be somebody. Now, he's an example of who not to be.
Right.
Who not to, like, you were a prime example of who not to be. You spend your whole day, you don't got no job because you gotta get high. You gotta get a perk in you. Mm-hmm. You spend your whole day to get your fix. Your kid's more productive than you. Your girl more productive. Your fucking dog is more productive than you. The dog is protecting the house all fucking day. He on his job. The dog is more productive than you. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you sit across from him, you couldn't tell him. Like, I tried to, like, but you know you. Like, literally, mid, why are you popping? Well, you know you're taking dope right now.
Right.
No, I ain't. What is it? And it's like, I know it's because niggas hurt him. You feel what I'm saying? That's why I say, like, everybody got some shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got some shit.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And, like, the radio, like, when I lost the radio shit, man, like, I lost radio when I found out my mother had stage 4 cancer in the same week. You remember that shit? Mm-hmm. The same week. Like, I wanted to die. Then I had a nigga come. He was dead.
Yeah.
It was a nigga who came and trolled me. I paid him to be a comic at my event, not knowing what I'm going through mentally, saying somebody gonna want to kill me. Am I lying?
No, you know.
If that meant, like, it's funny. I was stoned this whole interview. This man saved that man's life. Cause it was like, did I want to do the show that night?
No.
Everybody around me was telling me, yo, that's gonna bring you out of where you went.
People don't know.
People don't know what you be going through, because it's like, all they see is the smile, they hear the jokes, mm-hmm. they see the smoking, they see the women around me, they think like life is good. Yeah. So what I said I was gonna do is like, I was doing poetry then, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I said I'm gonna do comedy now.
I mean, I was already funny on the Treehouse, I mean,
right?
It's like, now I'm doing comedy.
So this way, that person got to see me. Not so we could beef, but so like, hey, you told me I should kill myself. Not knowing that, like,
that shit could have happened.
Yeah. You know what I mean? But I had good people around me, though. I had real good people around me, though. Shout out to my man, they called me Doug. Like, Doug called me. When my mother died, this man called me like 4 times every day. Like, I mean, every day. If when he asked me how I'm doing, if the I'm good didn't sound too good, he pulled up. Yeah. Like, I mean, like, he pulled up. Like, I remember one day, shout out to him, I remember one day, I really didn't say I'm rolling up. But like, you good? I'm like, yeah, I'm good. You sure?
Yeah.
10 minutes later, he had the door. Mind you, I was good.
Right.
But he was like, yo, nah, like, you took a, like, I ain't like that. Mind you, I lived in East Baltimore. He lived in Middle River.
That's good.
Yeah.
People need people like that. Mm-hmm. Like, people need people that can see signs or pick up on, like, how you say, yeah, I'm good. Or I'm good. You know, how you say stuff.
Yeah.
It's... Now you're giving my man therapy. He should, don't you tell him he shouldn't be a DJ and be a therapist. Nah, see, here's the thing. If I know you just had something go on with you, it'd be crazy for me to think I know you well enough to know everything about you. Like,
right.
When something is off about you, that I'm going to know that you're going to move regular. But if I genuinely care, because I know that something's going on, how I would feel. And that's what he would always say. He was like, oh, if it was my mom's show, mm-hmm. I would want somebody there from right. If it was my mom's, it wasn't even because I sounded crazy. It was because, like, nigga, if it was me, I would be telling people I'm good, and I wouldn't be good.
Right. That's why I hate those people who are like, oh, sorry, if you ever need anything, let me know, man. If you need something, let me know. You don't mean that.
You don't mean that. You don't mean that. You don't mean that.
I hate those people.
You don't mean that. Like, go to a funeral. I tell people all the time, go to a funeral and go to a funeral where they let everybody talk. You'll see how full of shit people is. Because everyone's going to tell their family, yo, if you need anything, holler at me. Mm-hmm. If you need anything, holler at me. I got you.
Then when you do, you'll be like, man, I didn't think you would actually be jailed.
Yeah. Exactly.
Nigga, you literally said over my people's dead body. You know what I mean? But I think that that's why I'm the asshole that I am today. Because it's like, man, like, if I was the person who reacted to things that most people should react to, I'd be the lanes in which I'm good in, I'd be an easy target for people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, like, so it's like every day life is good. Like, people ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed every day. Every day, how much money you got? How much money you about to pay me? I'm blessed. I did not. Like, I learned a lot about both of y'all today. I'm pretty sure y'all learned a lot about me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't no folk with that much alike.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It's been rough. Like, people think, like, I hate when people say white privilege. I ain't fucking, I don't know what the fuck that is. Like, don't say white privilege to me, because, like, I had it rough. Like, I'm not saying my life was better than yours or anybody's, but I know what I had, and what I had wasn't the shit that you see on TV with Leave It to Beaver and those people. Like, there was no coming home like, hey, honey, how was your day at school? It was, you're hoping your dad's passed out when you got home so he didn't put his hands on you. Yeah. Like, there was none of that shit.
See, the society expects it from black people, though.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to be honest with you, like, the respectfully, I mean this, like, big respect. The white privilege is, like, how surprised I was to hear that shit. Like, I was surprised. Like, oh, shit. Okay.
To loosen up a little bit here.
My dad's still here, and he's still drunk all the time. I avoid his phone calls the majority of the time because I just know it's going to be an argument or a battle, or he still tries to get aggressive at his age now, and like, it's a different life now. Like, you can't do that shit now. Like, I'm grown enough now to where, like, it's easy for me to push you around if I had to. Like,
push you around?
No. Like, there's one time, like, we got into something, and, like, I could easily destroy him. All I did was, like, pushed him and, like, just held him down.
Yeah. Don't ever do it.
Like, I don't want to cross that line, because once you can't come back from that. Like, regardless of what he does, like, I've had so much stuff to where, like, growing up, you could be like, man, remember that time? Like,
so funny shit, right? Before I almost threw my father off our front porch, he didn't respect me. I was a chump. I'm soft. I was everything but the smitten image of him. I was trying to move out. He didn't want me to move out because he knew that I would get in trouble. Hindsight, it's 2020. He was right. He just stayed in my house with me. I'm like, and I'm a big man. She talked to me to the door. Called him like 8 bitches. Called my pops like 8 bitches. He come out of the house like, what? Me thinking I'm big and bad, like, I grabbed him. My mom, like, mom's is just like, no, don't throw him. Like, cause I really got him up. I'm about to really throw my father over the fucking porch. So I'm like, oh shit, I'm tripping. My little sister's crying. My neighbor's yelling at me. But it's like, y'all don't know, he deserves his ass whooping. I'm about to give him this, though. Like, I put him down. I should have thrown him. Because the moment I put him the fuck down.
Talk hella shit.
What? Talk hella shit? I wish he just talked hella shit. This motherfucker, this my neck, this him, you little motherfucker. And
might let him have that.
But he, check this out, after that, though, that's my boy, though. Like, it was like, every time he introduced me, he was like, yeah. Chip off the whole block right there. Like, so it's like, mind you, he kicked my ass that day. He damn near killed me. But it was like, you almost got me there.
Right.
Well, thanks for sharing that story.
Yeah.
I That could not have been easy for you. So I appreciate you.
Next time we'll come with some different stuff to where it ain't as serious.
Yeah.
Let's go with some different stuff. Like let's talk about what happened at 1500 Radio.
Yeah.
And that could be a whole fucking show.
Yeah, we're definitely gonna have you back. But you know, if you want people to know where to find you and all the stuff you got going on.
Okay. So I don't want anyone to follow me home. Okay, like if you see me, you know, look like I'm going into a home, no, you can't follow me there.
Unless you got a big booty.
Not even then, because
and you part Jewish.
You got your boobs hanging out.
Yep.
So part Jewish, part guy, because they got money. They got money.
She definitely
money and booty goes a long way, okay? But now, if you want to follow me, you can follow me at King_STINYON. You know, real name is my rap shit, so, yeah.
Which one, you got something to say to people?
Fuck all you people.
There you go. All right, man. You know, as we always say here, you're not a hoe. You know, they're just hating because you're having fun. And you're not trash. You're somebody's treasure. And that's Word to Mundo.